The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We continue our series of interviews with of folks who are running for the South Carolina House. Of course, the GOP primary coming up June the 14th. Quick reminder that coming up June the 6th, I'll be moderating the only debate among the 4th Congressional District candidates for in the GOP primary. It's the only time you'll be able to see all of the candidates running for the 4th Congressional District. That's coming up June the 6th. I'll have details on how you can get tickets next week. It's going to be at the Veranda in Greenville starting at 6:45. So mark that date on your calendar if you want a chance to hear the candidates for the 4th District Congressional race. A lot of important South Carolina House races happening. Our guest this morning, Brett Baccato. Brett Baccato is a candidate for District 22, which is pretty much takes up in Greenville County, that area along East North Street. Brett, it's good to have you. Appreciate your time this morning. Let me ask you to take a couple of minutes, if you will, to give us your elevator speech on why you're running for the House.
Sure, Joey. Thank you so much for having me. I ran in 2018 against the same incumbent, and the reason at that time was that he's just not as conservative as most of the district, certainly not as conservative as my part of the district in the Pelham Road area. So I chose to challenge him at that time. And my wife and I have 4 kids between age 5 and 11, and at that time in 2018, my wife and I had agreed we wouldn't do this again for a long time, and we hadn't set a date, but, you know, maybe more than 5 years, maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
And then the 2020 election happened. We all know not everybody's, but 70% of us have grave suspicions about the 2020 national election, and so anybody who is willing to invest in politics, now seems like the time. And so my wife and I were both pleased to accelerate the timeline and try again now.
Yep. Let's talk about some of the issues that we're going to start with, some of the issues that were actually passed in the South Carolina House this year. And I want to get your take on them, how you would have voted had you been in the House. Let's start with school vouchers. It appears that school vouchers are coming in some degree to South Carolina. The House and the Senate are going back into a conference committee this summer to kind of work out the final details. What's your position on school vouchers? Would you have voted for them? And what do you hope that this conference committee comes out with?
So, Joey, the public schools in our state, the public schools in many states are obviously not serving a lot of students well. That doesn't mean there aren't great public school teachers, but my kids were in public school in third grade, and they came out not doing timed tables, multiplication timetables. They came out with lacking some basics that they should have gotten out of third grade with. They're now in private school, and that's been a huge blessing for us. So I am completely for anything that increases competition for public schools. If you increase the competition for public schools and between public schools, that's going to be a better thing for students. Now, the way that we're talking about doing vouchers now, is it your understanding that the vouchers that are coming will be for in the way of education savings accounts? Do you think that's the way that they're planning to do it?
Yes.
And so education savings accounts,
yes.
If the money in the education savings accounts comes from government, either federal or state, I have a hard time understanding how that's going to get past the Blaine Amendment. The Blaine Amendment in the state constitution seems to say that you can't use public funds for that kind of thing. So, again, I'm for increasing competition. I am for more kids being able to choose private schooling options, but it's going to be interesting to see how they execute the education savings accounts.
On our guest line, Brett Brocato, he's a candidate for House District 22, the June primary coming up June 14th. You mentioned the 2020 elections, and of course, there's been a lot of discussion about election integrity. The South Carolina legislature passed an election integrity bill. Governor McMaster signed it just this past week. Earlier this morning, I had Senator Josh Kimbrell from Spartanburg on talking about that. Talk with us about that, if you think we went far enough. One of the big things that was approved is that we will not allow any drop boxes in any form or fashion. Also, early voting is now allowed 2 weeks. In fact, it will start, it's my understanding, start May the 31st for your upcoming primary. Talk with us about the things you saw in that bill, and is there something that maybe was left out that should have been in there?
So, Joey, I think that, you know, like I said, a lot of us have had suspicions about how the 2020 election went. That new bill, I'm very thankful that they are outlawing ballot drop boxes. I was beginning this campaign, and I wasn't necessarily saying clearly that how bad I thought the 2020 election was, but now 2,000 Mules has come out, the movie 2,000 Mules has come out.
Right.
That should make it clear to anybody that you don't have to worry about being called crazy if you say that the 2020 election was stolen. It's right there in the movie.
Yeah.
So again, no ballot drop boxes is great. I don't think the bill went far enough because I think there were more shenanigans in that. I actually have confidence there were more cyber shenanigans in the 2020 election that didn't involve ballot drop boxes. And so I don't want to see electronically counted votes. I really don't want to see them at all. Certainly, if there are electronically counted votes, we need to greatly reduce the risk of them. We should not have one statewide registration database that if somebody finds one door into it, they've got access to every voter in the state. There are a lot of risks that we could greatly reduce. And I would be one of the guys who was down there in Columbia. I don't think there are more than a handful who is willing to seriously consider the possibility that South Carolina's voting system has already been electronically hacked.
Yeah. Well, I do agree with you. The idea that drop boxes are completely illegal, eliminated, that's a good thing. And you mentioned 2,000 Mules. I'm proud to say that our company, Salem Media, participated in the production of that. A number of our hosts are involved in that. If you'd like to hear my interview with Dinesh D'Souza, that's on our website. Go to 945theanswer.com. And by the way, 2,000 Mules, this is pretty much unheard of. It's so popular. It's coming back to theaters again this weekend, reopening in 400 theaters. So, and wow. Streaming on salemnow.com. So if you want to see it, go to salemnow.com. One of the issues, go ahead.
Can I ask you if you heard that, you know, when Katherine Engelbrecht was on Fox News, did you hear what she was told about the movie, the name of the movie?
No, I did not.
She's with TrueTheVote.org. They helped make the movie. And when they put her on Tucker Carlson, Fox News wouldn't let her say the name of the movie, 2,000 Mules.
Oh, you know, actually, I did hear that. And I don't quite understand that. I don't get that. But her organization supplied the data, of course, to Dinesh D'Souza. And it's pretty scary stuff to see that these mules were people and they tracked them with their cell phone data, that they, you know, 30, 40, 50 times back and forth from various organizations to these drop boxes. You got to know if somebody goes to a drop box 40 or 50 times, they're up to no good. I mean, that's pretty simple. Brett Brocato on with me. He's a candidate for House District 22 coming up in the June 14th. Primary. One final question for you, Brett, and I've asked every single person that I've interviewed who's running for the South Carolina House. This is a personal issue for me. It involves the repeal of the Certificate of Need. I believe that the certificate of need, our process now allows hospitals and large health care providers to prevent competition. I saw it firsthand last year when I had a health issue. If elected, will you support total repeal of the certificate of need?
I might start off by saying that I am going to be the strongest medical freedom person that that you can find probably anywhere around Columbia. My wife was fired from Shriners Hospital because she wouldn't take the vaccine and her religious exemption was denied. So I'm not interested in medical bureaucracy in any form, and a certificate of need, even if you didn't know what it was, you can just tell by the name of it that it's a feature of medical bureaucracy. And I want all that to be done.
Yep. We've got about 30 seconds here, Brett. I want to give you an opportunity. You're challenging an incumbent, as we've mentioned. Tell our listeners why you think voters should make a change in District 22.
Jason Elliott in 2021, when Ashley Trantham's bill to protect girls' sports from genetic men came through Jason Elliott's Judiciary Committee, he was one of those who voted to kill it and did participate in killing the bill last year. Now, if he voted for it during an election year when they gave him another chance, I don't think that should give you a lot of confidence in Jason Elliott. I think you should just choose somebody who's going to do the right thing the first time around when it's not an election year. That's me. Also, he's got a 58% failing rating from the American Conservative Union. It went down a couple of percent just in the last week or so. And his rating on taxing and spending is 24% conservative. South Carolina's government as a whole is not as conservative as its electorate, and Jason Elliott is not bringing it in the right direction. But I will.
Brett Brocato, District 22 in the House, June the 14th. Brett, appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.